So first, thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much for the invitation. Thank you, Roger. Today I will talk about a different kind of heterogeneity. It's about the speed, how fast you can trade in markets. And I will talk a lot about high frequency trading and how this could affect market quality in general. So it's a microstructured paper, a theoretical one, okay? So as you know, right now we have a huge technological transformation. Right now computers receive information, they analyze information, they make decisions and they submit orders directly to the exchanges with super fast connections. And now they're competing with human beings. Right now, for instance, more than 70% of the trading volume in US is coming from high frequency trading. So it's a big part. So what I am trying to do is to see what is the effect of this new technology in markets on the market quality, okay? So how we can define a high frequency trader? We have two main features. So they have an information advantage and a trading speed advantage. Information advantage, fast access and quick analysis of market information. And trading speed advantage, well, low latency transmission of orders and prompt modification of previous trading decisions. Right now there is a growing theoretical literature about high frequency trading and the effect of this new technology on markets. However, they are just trying to characterize high frequency trading just using one of these features. In general, there are a lot of papers in which they describe high frequency trading using asymmetric information, information advantage. The papers, especially from here in France, from Bruno Bier in Toulouse, and Terry Foucault in HUC. However, there are few papers, but there are a couple of them about trading speed advantage. However, there is no a theoretical model, an equilibrium model, in which you incorporate both to see which one is the most important one, or maybe they have a kind of interaction. So this is the first contribution of this paper. And the second contribution of this paper is, well, it's a microstructured paper. So it would be useful to try to incorporate some of the features of markets here and to see if these characteristics affect the impact of high frequency trading on market quality. For instance, just to give you an example, when we have we have limit order markets in which we have high frequency trading. In limit order markets, we have market orders and limit orders. Market orders are executed immediately to the VDASK prices. However, you can submit limit orders. Limit orders, you submit the limit order to a different price, they enter to the book, they queue in the book, and after that they will be executed depending on the evolution of the market conditions. So if you think about a limit order you are fixing a price today to trade something later on depending of the evolution of the market conditions. This is very similar to financial product derivatives, options. So we have non-linearities in this kind of markets. So it could be good to incorporate these features to see if at the end the effect of high frequency trading would be affected by these non-linearities in the market. So this is the big picture of the paper. It's what I am doing. So I introduce an equilibrium model in which we have high frequency traders and they will have two characteristics, a trading speed advantage and an information advantage. And it's a dynamic model, a synchronous model. And how? Well, the model is a stochastic sequential game with endogenous trading decisions. So what I am trying to do is to characterize the reality. So for instance, if you are in a market, today, for instance, a trader arrived, this trader will try to observe the market conditions, and depending on the market condition, will make a decision. Later on, maybe 1 second, millisecond, 10 seconds, 1 hour, I don't know, a second trader will arrive, this trader will try to make an optimal decision depending on the market conditions at that time, and the conditions of the book as well. And later on, a third trader will arrive as well. So it's a sequential game. So I'm trying to characterize this sequential game here. And we have two types of traders, fast traders, slow traders. Fast traders will have the information advantage and a trading speed advantage. However, well, you will see, I will go farther in the model. It's a nice model, very complete, but we have to pay a cost. So the cost is analytically untractable. So I resolve the model using the algorithm of Baker and McGuire. To, well, the idea, since with this with this algorithm we have, and see, it's an algorithm for problems, dynamic problems, optimization problems with the, asynchronous dynamic decisions. So I'm using the same setup to resolve this microstructure problem. So why? As I told you, there are not a lot of models in which you incorporate first this asynchronous process of decisions, this dynamic asynchronous decision process, and also a model in which you incorporate both characteristics, the trading speed advantage and the information advantage. And also it's interesting, this model, because recently, well, right now people don't know a lot about the effect of this new technology in markets. And just last year, the British government paid a lot of money to have a kind of analysis of high frequency trading and participate there in this report. More than 140 researchers. I don't know if it was valued to pay for all that. But anyway, one of the conclusions of this report, it was it would be good to have a simulation tool using equilibrium model. And at that time, we didn't have that. So in this model, I am introducing this tool. In fact, at the end of the paper, I don't know if I will have time today, I evaluate some policy regulations using this model. And so let's see. So the model, it's a dynamic, considered a dynamic limit order market in continuous time with a single asset. The fundamental value of the asset follows a random walk, drift zero, and volatility sigma. And we have two types of risk neutral agents, fast traders and slow traders. They will arrive to the market following a Poisson process, and a percentage of them will be high frequency traders. Traders can submit limit orders or market orders. And since when you, well, market orders are executed immediately, but limit orders enter to the book and they will be in the book. So as in the reality, in the model, you can have the possibility to re-enter to the book and modify the limit orders. So traders, we have some intrinsic values to trade, which gives additional heterogeneity to the model and gives some dynamics to the trading game. What is that? In general, for instance, in the market, some people trade because they would like to make profits by the trading activity per se. However, other traders would like to trade because maybe they would like to hedge. Maybe others, they will have some tax benefits. So to incorporate this heterogeneity, we have these intrinsic private values here. So in terms of the high frequency trading advantages, we have the information advantage and the trading speed advantage. So fast traders will observe the fundamental value of the asset right now, the contemporaneous value. However, slow traders will observe the fundamental value of the asset with a lag, okay? However, slow traders, human beings, we can observe the information revealed by high frequency traders and use it to improve the accuracy of the expectations about BT, okay, the fundamental value of the asset. The trading speed advantage, well, traders, as I told you, can re-enter to the market when they submit limit orders, and they can modify these limit orders. What I'm assuming here is high frequency traders will be faster in terms of modifying limit orders in the market, okay, in the limit of the market. So here we have the advantages. So fast traders observe the fundamental value of the asset today, slow traders with a lag. However, slow traders can learn. And trading speed advantage, well, modification for slow traders, they will take some period. However, high frequency traders are much, much faster than slow traders. Okay, this is the setup of the model. So as I told you, it's a model with endogenous trading decisions. So when a trader arrives to the market, has to make a lot of endogenous decisions. First, the trader has to decide to submit an order right now or to wait for future periods, to submit a buy order or a sell order, to submit a market order or a limit order. And in the case of a limit order, they have to decide the price in the book in which they will submit the limit order. Yes, they can do that. Yes, which is the second part in terms of cancellations. So when you submit a limit order, they can cancel this limit order later on, depending on the evolution of the market conditions. And when they cancel, they have to make additional decisions, endogenous decisions. So they will cancel, they can submit a new order immediately, depending, it could be in the other side of the book. They can send a new order immediately or to wait for future periods. And after that, when they decide to submit a new order, they have to decide which kind of order. So again, in this part here, so they will decide to submit a buy order or sell order, market order or limit order, and in the case of a limit order, the price. We include here some cost, transaction costs for limit orders. What is that? Suppose you submit, right now the fundamental value of the asset is around 100, and you submit a limit order for 1 million. This order will not be executed at least soon. However, this order will be in the book, and you have to check this order. This is costly. So to reflect that, we have this delaying cost. And also cancellation cost, because now there are some regulations that in some countries they would like to implement about high frequency trading, especially here in France. But this cancellation cost could be zero, so don't worry too much about that. So traders can trade one share, and they leave the market forever after the execution of their orders. So as I told you, we are trying to describe the evolution of a real limit order book. So as in real limit order books, the limit order book is described by a discrete set of prices where we have the tick size. And when you submit limit orders, as in the reality as well, you will respect the priorities in terms of time and in terms of price. Okay, so they have to resolve the different agents, the typical dynamic optimization problem. So I am not going a lot in detail about that, but this first part describes the expected value of that order is executed before re-entering to the market, and the second part is when you re-enter to the market, okay? So for the model parameters, I select the, I take parameters just from the empirical literature, but I modify the parameters to see how robust, so you can check that in the paper. So let's see now the results, the behaviors for the different agents, okay? So in terms of, through the model, I can have the complete limit order market, so I can evaluate a lot of market quality measures simultaneously. So first, let's see what's going on with which kind of orders the different agents will submit in different conditions. So the first panel here in this plot, in this table, it's the what we have right now when we have high frequency traders and slow traders in the market. And the second panel is 15 years ago when we have just slow traders in the market, okay? So first we can see here that slow traders right now, they prefer to submit more market orders than fast traders. And of course it's natural, if you are a slow trader, you submit a limit order, the market conditions could change. However, you can't react as fast as your competitor, which are fast traders. So in general, you will prefer to go in a safe way and to submit more market orders. It's interesting to observe that this behavior change before and after high frequency trading, and after high frequency trading, slow traders submit much more market orders than before. And also, you can see here what we observe right now in the reality in markets, that fast traders submit a lot of limit orders, and they are liquidity suppliers, which is it's important for regulations, because right now one of the conditions they would like to, for instance in France, they would like to tax high frequency traders, except with the condition that they will not make the function of a market maker, a liquidity supplier. But what I am showing here, it's by default they would like to submit a lot of limit orders, so in general they will be market makers. So if you want to impose this kind of taxes with this kind of rules, at the end you will not charge this tax to anyone. So let's see. What about now about the effect of the futures of high frequency trading in terms of speed advantage and in terms of information? So here, the first panel is when both traders have exactly the same the same futures, so both are kind of slow traders. Both they observe the fundamental value of the asset with a lag, and both they re-enter and modify limit orders on average to these rates, okay? However, after that, let's try to modify just one of the futures. So now, fast trader, we have the information advantage, so asymmetric information, and let's see what is the behavior of high frequency traders, slow traders. And they don't change too much the futures, the characteristics of which kind of orders they will submit. They will change other things, later on I will show you. But at least in terms of which kind of orders they will submit, the effect is not too much. However, in terms of the trading speed advantage, yes. Now the effect is huge. So what I am saying is, right now there are a lot of models about high frequency trading using, and trying to characterize high frequency trading using the information advantage, just the information advantage. But I am not sure they are capturing what's going on in the reality. Because in the reality, what you have is that high frequency traders, they submit a lot of limit orders. And to have that, you need the trading speed advantage to incorporate it in a model. Okay? So in terms of the depth of the book, well, the same thing, the case right now when we have high frequency traders, slow traders in the market, and the alternative one 15 years ago, just slow traders. We can see that the depth of the book increased, which you can think that it's a good signal. However, also the number of cancellations increase. So at the end, the effective depth of the book is not too different. Even in some combinations of parameters, this number decreases as well. So, well, now cancellations, maybe we can go straight away to the payoffs. Okay, in this part, I am working a lot right now in the paper to see what is the effect in terms of the payoff for the different agents, and also to see the gains, the improvement in the welfare of the game here. Because for instance, when we have a high frequency trading, sometimes, since you have a lot of traders around, sometimes it's easy to find a counterpart if you want to submit a specific order, maybe because you want to hedge. And so sometimes you will not submit the right one, the one that you need. Sometimes you will submit other one, or maybe you have to wait too much. So right now I'm working this part, but it's not here, okay? So in here, just what I am doing is just the payoffs for the different traders. So here, the first part is when both have the same characteristics, so both they are slow. Then we will change the informational feature, so high frequency traders have now an information advantage. And also here, they will have just I didn't change, but this is the trading speed advantage. This value the value should be that one, 1.002, okay? So you change the rate in which you enter to the market. So it's not reflecting the title, but it changed here, okay? So you can see here that the high frequency trade induced some damage to slow traders, and it's important in terms of the payoffs, both characteristics, okay? So not only the informational advantage, but also the trading speed advantage. Also about the microstructure noise, belief errors of slow traders, and beta spread. Well, the microstructure noise is the difference between the fundamental value of the asset and the transaction price. And we can see, well, the same as before, this is the case right now, where we have high frequency traders, slow traders in the market, and 15 years ago, and 15 years ago when we have just slow traders in the market. So we can see the microstructure noise is reduced, which is natural because high frequency traders will have some additional information. They will try to use this information even in a super quick way, and in this process, they will reflect this information in prices. This will induce a reduction in the microstructure noise from the high frequency traders, but also in the model. Remember, I have a learning part from slow traders, so they can capture this information, which is revealed. So in general, they will try to make better decisions, which should be reflected in this reduction of the macrostructure noise. They believe errors of slow traders, as I told you, now when we have a slow traders can learn in the model. So when we have high frequency traders, they reflect information in transaction prices. They can take this information, and we have a reduction in the belief errors of slow traders in relation to the fundamental value of the asset. And the beta spread is reduced, which is natural as well. We have a reduction in the asymmetric information. We have a reduction in the, well, it's increase in the level of liquidity, and this should be reflected in the beta spread as well. So this is the paper. I introduced an equilibrium model, a dynamic equilibrium model with asynchronous decisions to try to evaluate the effect of high frequency trading. The model describes the evolution of the limit order book. So I think it's one of the first ones doing that. So I find that high frequency traders prefer to submit more limit orders than the market orders, and their liquidity suppliers, which is what we observe in the market. High frequency traders reduce the depth of the book. However, you have to be careful because the effective depth is not, the difference is not too high due to cancellations. And we have some economic damage for slow traders. And high frequency traders also reduce microstructure noise, information efficiency, and beta spreads. And these 2 points I didn't have the time to present, but I was doing some policy evaluation about some regulations regarding to a cancellation fee and some volatility shocks. But next time we can talk about that. That's it.